Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Ayin Ches Chulin 78. In today's Daf Yomi, we begin by continuing with what we're discussing on 77. And on the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara talks about doing a specific action which could strike us as the ways of the Amorites, who are idolaters. So Abai and Rava say together, Kol Davar Sheyesh Bo Refuah, that if there's a real medicinal value to what you're doing and there's a healing to it, or it's scientific value, then it's not going to be prohibited by saying Ein Bo Mishum Dar. We don't have to assume that it's the ways of the Amorites and thereby prohibited. However, if there's Ein Bo Refuah, let's say there's no medicinal value, there's no science involved with it, then we do have to be concerned. Yesh Bo Mishum Darkei Amori. So the Gemara asks the question, well, if that's the case, Tanya, we have a Braisa, Ilan Shemeshir Peros. So if there's a tree that sheds its fruit, Sokro Besikra, then under those circumstances, you're supposed to paint the tree with a red dye, and you hang stones on it. Now, hanging the stones on it, I can understand, says the Gemara. I can understand why. So that it obviously was shedding the fruit, says the Gemara, because it was too heavy for it. And so therefore we need to place the stones on it to make the tree, so to speak, less weighed down by something. Or that's, there's some logic where you could try and understand the logic. And with Sokro Vesikra, but why would we paint it red? That should be prohibited because those are the ways of the Amorites. So, why is that permitted? There's no scientific value in painting a tree red to stop it from shedding its fruit. So the Gemara says, no, there is a reason why we would paint it red. And it's not because there's magic associated with it, but rather we want to make a sign so that anybody who sees this will know what to do. We want people to see it, and as a result of seeing it, they're going to pray. They're going to pray to Hashem, and they're going to daven for this tree to be protected. And so therefore, it's the red sign that you make on it is not magical, but it's a reminder for us to daven to Hashem on behalf of protecting this tree. And we see elsewhere that there is the same logic used. Kiditanya, like the Gemara says, a brisa as it relates to the mitzora. The mitzora is the person who gets this biblical condition called saras, which we often translate or mistranslate as leprosy. As it states in Leviticus 13:45, that the person who has this saras is supposed to walk around, and he's just supposed to tell people, he is tamei, v'tamei tamei yikra. The person is supposed to scream out, I am tamei, I am tamei. This teaches us, the Gemara, sarach odio arabim. The person needs to make known their condition to the community, and then as a result of that, that the community is then going to pray for mercy on behalf of the person who is the mitzora. And so too, chaymi she'irabo davar tzarach odil rabim v'rabim mivakshim olav rachamim, that the person who has something bad happen to them, or they're in pain, or they're sick, is supposed to tell people about it. Shouldn't keep it a secret. And the reason is that if you tell people about it, the people will be able to pray on your behalf. And indeed, the Ramban Nachmanis learns from this in his Torah Sa'adam that there's another reason for the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. And so therefore, and that reason is that if you see the sick person, you're more likely to daven for such a person. And so therefore, if a person has gone and visited somebody and they don't daven for them, that's an indication that they have not actually fulfilled the mitzvah of visiting the sick. That's what the Ramban says on the basis of our Gemara. So therefore, Ravina concludes our chapter of Elu Treifus, this beautiful chapter. Ravina says, Keman Talinan Kuvsa Bedikla, like, who are we following when we say that it's permitted to take a cluster of dates and hang it from a palm tree, and that's a sign that this palm tree is shedding its fruits. Come on, ki hai tana, like this tana of this brisa, who says that it's a proper thing is to tell the community about the struggles that you're going through, so that people can daven on your behalf and daven mercy. And so we see from here, most people, or some people, when they're in pain, they don't want to share with the community, they're embarrassed. But we see from here, from our Gemara, that actually, when somebody is in need of help, it's a good thing to tell the community, so the community can daven on behalf of that person. The Midrash Yonasan brings up another important point about why it's important for people to tell other people about their struggles. So the Midrash Yonasan asks the question, why do we say by the Metzorah, where that the Metzorah specifically has to say Tame Tame Yikra, that by the Metzorah specifically he's supposed to be telling everybody he is Tame? Why specifically by the Metzorah do we say that there is a concept of telling your pain to the community more than other people who are sick? Why don't we say by everybody who's sick? You say go around telling people I'm sick. Why specifically is this taught by the Metzorah? And so he brings down what Rashi says with respect to Yishmael. When Yishmael was sent out from by Avram, it says by Yishmael Kimis Kohanar, God heard the sound of the boy. And Rashi explains that we see from here that Tfilas Cholim Yafem Tfilas Acherim Olav. And so we see from here that the prayer of the sick person is even better than the prayer of people who pray on his behalf. And so too we see by the Zohar, but however, why is the Metzorah called a Metzorah Muskar, one who's confined? Because the Metzorah specifically is unable to pray. Muskar Tfilaso Shabashamayim. His prayers in heaven are shut off. Specifically, the Metzorah is unable to pray. So the Metzorah, more than any other person, needs us to pray on his behalf. And so therefore, that's why he needs to go around and telling people about his pain in public. So we see from here, the person who is the most rejected from the community, that's the one specifically we have to go out of our way to try and pray on their behalf and help them come closer to Hashem.